Welcome to For Every 20-something Woman, where we talk about the challenges, failures, and experiences that no one really warns you about as you begin young adult life. I'm your host, Jessica Wittick, helping you to turn some of those so-called lemons in life into lemonade. This week's episode features one of my oldest friends of 15 years, Maddie Huffman. Maddie and I discuss choosing a career, moving back home at 23 because of quarantine, high school friendships, failing, and setting more realistic short-term.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maddie. So I currently am living in Philly. I go to Drexel University. So I actually kind of had a change of heart, I guess you could say, during undergrad. I started out wanting to go to dental school, but really had no experience or like any idea what I wanted to do with my life. I decided like I wanted to go to PA school after like dental school just really wasn't like where my heart was. And so I was trying to get hours that whole summer, like with the idea to go to PA school. And I was just like pleasantly surprised just like how much I resonated with like all the nurses that I worked with. And I kind of just like fell in love with the profession of nursing, but it wasn't like obviously what I pursued during undergrad. So now I'm in an accelerated program, which is 11 months, kind of built for students that didn't start out in nursing, but like already have that bachelor's degree. So I really like it because the people in my program come from like all different backgrounds. People are coming back as like, you know, in their 40s, 30s, just pursuing like a second career. And it's just interesting to know that like you think you know what you're doing or like you have this plan, but like it always changes. You can't really plan your future. Going into college, I kind of always like had this timeline in my head where it was like, all right, you're going to graduate in 4 years, you're going to get a job, and like that's just what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Right.
And
I wish like that was broadcasted more, you know, because right. Like every year I kind of am like, okay, well, basically almost every day I just think, okay, what do I have to get done today? What do I have to get done this week? And if you take it like more like that, it's easier to manage the stress and the anxiety because people think like you have to have it all figured out by like basically 18 when you choose your major and, you know, start kind of like, okay, well, this is the career path that I want. No one knows what they want to do when they're 18.
Definitely. And I find like a ton of my friends, they're starting out, you know, their first careers about now. I guess now we have, so I'm a year, graduated last year, so I'm a year out of undergrad. But there are so many people already that, especially after this whole pandemic, I think a lot of people are kind of like reflecting and kind of figuring out like if they enjoy what they're doing. And I'd say over half of my friends have kind of like come to terms with the fact that like they don't enjoy this career.
You know, you just kind of find your way. I feel like even adults, like older adults, like people like range like 50 to 80 or something like that, like they never like knew what they were doing inherently, you know, like the only way you like find your way through life is by trying and failing, sometimes succeeding, you know, and like you just kind of learn step by step. And you know, it's not like, okay, well, 10 years down the line I'm gonna be doing this. Like no one can tell the future, you know, you never know what's gonna happen. No one knew that like Corona was gonna happen, so
but
like that brings me into my next point. Like you just moved back in and you were back home with your family, right?
Yep. I went home thinking I'd be home for maybe 2-3 weeks. I only packed for 2 weeks.
Right.
So that was really tough. And then, I returned just yesterday. So 3 months later.
It's just crazy because, like, I see on social media and friends, you know, people who are in their, like, just early 20s to late 20s, like, having to move back home from, like, New York or Chicago, from big cities, you know, that they're living in, and then to go back, like, to your childhood home and, like, have your parents.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I was, like, reverting back to, like, my high school self.
Right.
which isn't a bad thing, but...
Right. You just lose a little bit of your independence.
Lost that sense. But it's also kind of weird because the people I was friends with in high school, like, although, like, I still, you know, I still stay, like, keep in touch with them and we're still close... I think I'm, like, more similar to my college friends.
Right.
So, it's just, like, it's a different dynamic.
Yeah. They just, like, it's kind of weird to think, but all of your, like, different and various friends you've had throughout your life, they've all known a different you, essentially. Right. So, like, your college friends know, like, pretty much the most up-to-date version of you, but, like,
it's a weird concept.
Yeah, and your high school friends, it's just like you start to lose touch with them, but also, like, they knew you at a completely different time, so it's like, you know, you've changed in some ways and so have they, and it's just, it's a weird dynamic.
I just feel like I'm able to kind of, like, move forward with my life now.
Right.
I felt like I was at a halt. That sounds bad, but
yeah, no, I'm kind of at a halt, you know, like my journey for getting my first job. And honestly, like, I know everyone goes through it, but I feel like no one really talks about, like, the fear and, like, the emotion behind it, because, you know, you're just so stressed out about, like, okay, well, I want to live in a certain place, you know, hopefully I'll be making enough to afford, like, rent, having a car, and being able to eat, you know, like, we're talking Yeah.
I know, my parents keep telling me, like, you're in for a rude awakening.
Right. And, like, this worst part of it is, like, people are like, okay, so you just network to get a job. Okay, but, like, that, it's just not that simple. Like, definitely. If you're talking,
and it takes a certain, like, comfort level to do so.
Right. And it's like, I am comfortable. Well, it's like, honestly, you have to become, like, comfortable being uncomfortable, because you have to put yourself out there so much. And it's like, these people are willing to talk to you, but, like, are you going to get anything in the end? Because, like, obviously they know that you want a job and you need help. And, like, I guess I just try to keep thinking it only takes one person, but it can be, like, hard when sometimes, like, you feel like you're going nowhere, you know? And I think it's just, like, you know, you send out an email and you don't get a response, or you talk to someone and maybe they don't have a lead for you. Like, it just feels like you're failing, like, left and right. But, like, you basically just have to fail 1,000 more times till you get, like, that one yes, or, like, talk to the right person who then offers you. Like, it only takes one person, but it's just so hard because you have to pick yourself back up, you know, off the ground every single day and try again. And you know, you just have to keep doing it over and over. The nice thing about, like, your career path is that you had to do more school. So that meant, like, you have to, you know, put off, like, going into the quote unquote real world, you know, and getting a job for another year. And I think that was so appealing to me, is definitely, like, pushing
it was honestly out. Such a blessing in disguise, because I didn't realize, like, well, you'll learn, but
it's just, like, it's such a weird time because, like you said, like, you're an adult, but, like, not, like, there's more adultier adults, you know, definitely, who I feel like know what's going on. And then once you graduate, you're kind of, like, almost a kid again, because it, like, you're done college. Like, you can go whatever direction you want. There's not a next step. Yeah. And there's no one telling you, okay, this is what you have to do. And you don't have another year of school, you know, like as a freshman in college, like you're like, okay, well, I just go to my sophomore year. And then I go to my junior year, like yeah. after you graduate.
It's very like, predictable.
Right. And like, yeah. I think one of the amazing things about like grad school is just like that. It's almost like peace of mind knowing that, okay, well, I have like 1 to 3 or 4 years left of school. And it's just like, you get to not experience the hardness of trying to find the job, you know?
You need to learn how to like really set like smaller goals.
Right. Me too. Because again, with like the job, I'll think like,
oh. Yeah, I jumped to these, like, I told myself, I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna go and get my master's in nursing like 1 year out. But like in reality, like let me just like go with the flow. Like,
and maybe enjoy your life too.
And just go through, like a lot can change in 1 year.
Right. Yeah, it was so fun catching up. And you know, everyone goes through some of the problems that we're going through. And it's kind of just nice to talk about it, you know, and just put it out there. And you know, people all experience the same things, and it doesn't help like bottling it up or just not, you know, letting people know you've been through it too.